The sun has risen on an independent United Kingdom.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it.
I will be president for all Americans.
2016, the year we learned to expect the unexpected.
The Barclays Premier League champions of 2016, your Leicester City!
The first half of the year was dominated by one question: leave or remain?
Let's vote leave, take back control.
We will be stronger, we will be safer, we'll be better off inside Europe.
They should not be allowed to come into this country, anybody, I don't care who it is, until they've got a job.
There is a strong socialist case for staying in the European Union.
If they don't like foreigners, they don't like me.
Have you tried to get a job and found that it's gone to someone else from within Europe?
No, I haven't actually, no, not at the moment, but I expect I will.
But with a week to go until the referendum, the campaigning suddenly stopped.
Just before 1 o'clock today, Joe Cox, MP for Batley and Spenborough, was attacked in Market Street, Birstall. I am now very sad to have to report that she has died as a result of her injuries.
In this chaos, he stabbed people and shot people.
No one approached him. No, everyone just let him go and everyone just ran to help them people.
Her murderer, far-right extremist Thomas Mair, was later jailed for life.
As a family, we will not respond to hatred with hatred. We will love like Joe did and know that although she is dead, the ideas and values that she held so dear will live on.
On the day after the EU referendum...
It's 8 o'clock, live from Westminster. The UK has voted to leave the EU.
The total number of votes cast in favour of leave was 17,410,000.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day!
I don't feel like this is my country anymore, that's how I feel.
The UK as a whole can work better on its own. We'll still trade, we'll still be able to go on holiday. There's nothing's going to stop that.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
And a surprise battle for number 10 began.
This new Prime Minister takes the decision about when to trigger Article 50.
That person cannot be me.
I'm Theresa May and I think I'm the best person to be Prime Minister of this country.
Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government and I accept it. Together we will build a better Britain.
Labour's role in the referendum led to another leadership election, which came down to Owen Smith versus Jeremy Corbyn.
I made more media appearances than the rest of the Shadow Cabinet put together during the EU referendum campaign.
We are not convincing the country that they've got to put back their trust in us.
I'm therefore conference delighted to declare Jeremy Corbyn elected as leader.
This year, the Queen turned 90.
Granny, thank you for everything you've done for your family. We could not wish you a happier birthday.
I have been delighted and moved by the many cards and messages I have received. How I will feel if people are still singing happy birthday in December remains to be seen.
In March, coordinated bombings hit Brussels airport and metro system.
We checked in by this point, and then I heard two very, very loud explosions.
Smoke, water dripping from the ceiling.
It was very loud, yes.
We're all being moved out of the airport now towards the emergency exit. There is a great deal of confusion here.
Two people with heads, like, covered with blood, and lots of people whose hands were covered with blood.
32 people died across the city. In July, 86 people were killed by a lorry driven into crowds in Nice celebrating France's National Day.
It was crazy. This truck came rushing. A girl was run over. She was wearing a green dress. Gunshots everywhere. It lasted, I don't think it was that long, but for me, it was an eternity.
Then suddenly there'd be another wave of screaming people with women with their little buggies and their children in their buggies screaming. There were shoes in the street. People weren't it was panic till I got to my door.
5 months later, 12 people died in a similar lorry attack on a Christmas market in Berlin.
It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us. I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
You could put
half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
It'll be called Brexit plus, plus, plus.
She doesn't have the stamina.
As soon as he travels to 112 countries and negotiates, he can talk to me about stamina.
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
He calls women pigs. Who acts like this? I'll tell you who, a bully.
I will be so great to women. I cherish women.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Live from New York's Times Square, where people are gathering to watch on the big screens here to perhaps witness a Donald Trump victory in the U.S. presidential election.
It is my high honor to introduce to you the president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
We are the president!
I know he's going to hit the ground running.
I'm very disappointed in my country.
USA! USA! The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for.
We are going to make America great again.
Syria's civil war entered its fifth year in 2016.
What is happening at night is that they're using phosphorus, so the children are choking.
Just when we think it cannot get any worse, the bar of depravity sinks lower.
A ceasefire agreement brokered by Russia and the US unraveled as the humanitarian crisis deepened in Aleppo.
The fighter jets don't differentiate between the young, the old, children, women or men.
While the battle against Islamic State continued in neighbouring Iraq.
This is the last town before you get to the city of Mosul. It's about 2 miles away, but it's slow progress. Each and every house they're going through has to be searched to make sure there is no Islamic State.
There has never been a leak from an active terror organisation on a scale even remotely like this. An unprecedented cache of information that could destroy Islamic State's fighting infrastructure. It came from this man, a Free Syrian Army convert to Islamic State.
I want to say to the people on the inside of the organization is a lie. It is not Islam. It is far from Islam.
Islamic State is suffering, but this for them is a potential disaster, and it's happening right now.
Shutters will soon come down for good at all 163 BHS stores.
It's a very sad day today for British home stores after 88 years on the high street.
Thousands of people's pensions were put at risk.
It was a great shop. It's sad to see it gone.
While former owner Sir Philip Green, who'd promised to sort out the problem, was on his boat in Greece.
I'm going to call the police if you don't go.
Sir Philip, people want to know why you're on holiday when they think that you're supposed to be sorting out the pension deficit.
Will you go away?
Have you got a message
for the... Which bit are you not understanding?
Hang on. There's no
just
need for any violence.
Just go away.
We're asking you questions.
That's going to go in the...
In 2016, British astronaut Tim Peake returned to Earth after 6 months on the International Space Station.
Just truly elated, I mean, just the smells of Earth.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got divorced.
Brangelina married in 2014 after 10 years and 6 children together.
He's such a wonderful man and a wonderful father and I'm very, very lucky.
She filed for divorce in September.
In sport, there were shocking revelations of state-sponsored doping.
For years, international sports competitions have been hijacked by the Russians. Coaches and athletes have been playing on an uneven field. Sports fans and spectators have been deceived.
And that led to some Olympic and all Paralympic Russian athletes being banned in Rio.
67 medals won here in Rio by Team GB, Britain's best performance at an Olympics in 108 years.
It's just really good to see, for a reasonably small country, how well we're doing at an Olympic stage.
We're standing up, cheering, waving our flags.
It's going crazy.
No British athlete has more Olympic medals than Sir Bradley Wiggins.
I'm happy with my 5. That's it, I'm off. Thanks for coming.
Bo Farah now has the so-called double-double, having won both track distance titles in 2 successive games.
to become Olympic champion four times, it means so much.
Track cyclist Jason Kenny has equaled Sir Chris Hoy's British Olympic record haul of claiming six titles.
Just have a break, really, just relax. Try and get back to some form of normality, hopefully. Get a few pies in me, probably.
In just one afternoon, Max Whitlock has become a double Olympic champion, Britain's first gymnastics gold ever at the Games.
Dame Sarah Storey became Britain's most decorated female Paralympian of all time, but few could match Andy Murray's year, winning Wimbledon for a second time, retaining his Olympic gold and ending the year as world number one.
I said a few weeks ago I was most likely going to have to win every match I played between now and the end of the year, and it ended up that way.
I want to let you know I'm in Orlando and I did the shooting.
It was America's worst mass shooting in the deadliest terror attack since 9/11. Omar Mateen killed 49 people and injured 53 more at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando.
You hear what sounds like fireworks or balloons popping, and you assume it's part of the show. And then when you hear people start screaming and the sound doesn't stop, and you realize it's not a show anymore.
The longest jury case in British history ended in April, finding 96 Liverpool fans were unlawfully killed at Hillsborough Stadium in 1989.
Son, I want you to sleep well for the first time.
Relatives cheered and sobbed in court before bursting into song.
Jory got it right this time.
To hear it out loud was such a shock.
We were not to blame. I was there on the day, and I know.
It's been an incredible night for Welsh football after they made the semi-finals of Euro 2016.
Full time, Wales are in the semi-finals. They take on Portugal 3-1. I've got some fans here. What do you make of that?
It's the most amazing moment in Welsh sport history. Quite simply, any Grand Slam, 1958 World Cup, been eclipsed.
Northern Ireland, at the Euros for the first time ever, made it to the knockout stages.
Unbelievable. Who'd have thought our wee country would have made it so far?
We lived the dream.
England suffered a humiliating defeat to Iceland in the last 16, prompting manager Roy Hodgson to quit.
So now is the time for someone else to oversee the progress of this young, hungry and extremely talented group of players.
And 3 months later, his replacement Sam Allardyce was gone after a newspaper sting.
You know, entrapment has won on this occasion, and I have to accept that.
Genius is an overused word, but I think musically, creatively, artistically, David Bowie was a genius. Look up here,
I'm in heaven. Bowie's latest song has now taken on extra meaning for some. It's from his 25th album, Black Star, which was released 4 days ago on his 69th birthday.
An impromptu party in Brixton, where the singer was born.
To be here and cry and all the emotions of how amazing he was.
Prince died of a painkiller overdose, while we also lost singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen. Film fans mourned Alan Rickman and Willy Wonka star Gene Wilder. 2016 also saw us lose boxer Muhammad Ali.
I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Comedians Ronnie Corbett, Carolina Hearn and Victoria Wood. Presenter Terry Wogan, magician Paul Daniels, Fawlty Towers star Andrew Sachs.
I don't know why I asked him to do Manuel, put the moustache on him and he just changed personality. It was extraordinary.
While the literary world lost author Harper Lee.
The Barclays Premier League champions of 2016, your Leicester City!
Have you seen them played at the end of last season and I saw how good they were? Yes, I put money on, I won £10,000.
Tonight there is a party in Leicester and everyone's invited. Leicester City!
Your manager, Claudio Ranieri!
In all the season they push behind us. They push!